Today's program was brought to you by Whole Foods Market. For more information, visit wholefoodsmarket.com.
Okay, everybody, it's time for a game. I'll sing my song and you do just what the song says. Here we go. Rub your tummy just like this. Rub it all day long. Rub your tummy, rub it hard while we sing our song. Rub, 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 rub.
Good morning, everybody. This is Alessandra Maria Iveroni, a.k.a. your host, Mama Sandra. This is another glorious episode of Growing Good. If y'all are tuning in because of my Facebook posts, you will know that if you are in the film industry and are looking to be hip, awesome, and save the environment, that is what today's segment is all about. If you're a prop stylist, you're going to learn how to make your music video, your print shoots, your commercials, dope and green at the same time. With my guest today, Eva Radical Key. I'm Italian, so it's like I always say things in an Italian way. That's why I'm like, Eva.
It's okay.
No, it's Eva.
It's very Euro.
Yeah. Eva is the owner and the founder of an amazing business, non-for-profit organization. You're not-for-profit, right?
Yeah, we're non-profit.
Awesome. Called Film Biz Recycling in Manhattan, New York.
Gowanus.
Oh, wait, right. It's in Brooklyn.
Right.
It's in Brooklyn. But you work with most city folks.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Do you work with people outside of the city?
Well, we try to keep our footprint really small.
Right.
So if we really try to take our input and our output of our items to keep it as local as possible. I do, however, give a lot of free advice to people outside New York City.
Right. Just a rundown on what Film Biz Recycling is. It's just so amazing. It's going to blow your mind. It's basically where when a film is done shooting, they have all sorts of, you know, props, materials, whatever it takes to make this film happen for their sets. I went and visited Film Biz Recycling, and through the amazing employees there found out for the first time that what the status quo is that these films basically spend an insane amount of money to hire a company, like a landfill trash company, you buy like a huge dumpster from them. They just put all their crap or all their vines, all their work into these dumpsters, and then that company takes these dumpsters and puts them into landfills of our beautiful earth. So what Eva does and what she came up with is that basically an alternative to this meaningless waste is her company, which is that you can donate all of your props, all of your materials to Film Biz Recycling. They recycle it. They have this huge prop shop that not only is open to the public if you're looking to go and furnish your apartment or get gifts, which is amazing, and we'll talk about the hours and the location and the exact details, but you know, the props are actually for rent and they are recycled. So give me some facts here. I was just reading your May newsletter about, like, you have actual numbers of tons that you've saved.
Yes. Well, and that newsletter you read covered April. April was one of our heaviest month. We had 14, almost 15 tons of materials come in. It was really busy, but that's a really good problem to have. You know, we've been in our new location for just over a year now, and people are really catching on. So it just came in droves, and it's also the tail end of pilot season, so there's so there's these cycles. It's, so it's, you know, there's, it's a cyclical nature of like when things are released. In the good old days, that's when the dumpster companies were called to haul it away, but now they can bring it to us.
So that's exciting, because you moved to a new place, obviously, because your business is growing and this amazing effort is expanding, but you had your heaviest month, so that's working out.
Absolutely, and we also hired somebody new, which is always really happy. I would get really happy about creating jobs and showing the sustainability we are the job creators, incidentally.
Right, and actually, I found out that you have 11 paid employees right now, and that many of them get health insurance.
Yeah, after 6 months and they're full-time, they're eligible for health insurance. We feed them.
Which you never find in the film industry anyways.
No. I mean a lot of freelancers, right. Yeah. I mean, they have to get their own health insurance unless they're on staff or whatever. No, I feel like, listen, if you pay peanuts, you get monkeys.
That's awesome.
I, you know, and take care
of your... That's going to become a growing good thing. I'm sorry. Peanuts, you get monkeys.
You know, it's a family, and it's a belief system, and it's not a job to anyone who works there. It's, we believe in taking care of really good people. So they're fed, their health insurance is taken care of. There are no set days that you can take off. You know, you got dumped, stay home. Aww. Have a heartbreak day. It's okay. You feel sick, stay home.
And that's why you're a mom. And that's why you're on Growing Good. Because I seriously, since I've become a mom, I realize that I implement my mom intuition on everything. Like all my friends, I'm like, it's too cold, you got to put on a jacket. So this business is also run by an amazing mother. And we were talking about, tell us a little bit about when you started it. You know, you were a new mom when you started the business.
I was. I had a six-month-old baby.
Yeah.
And I was pretty confident as a filmmaker and not so confident as a new mother. And so I joined these groups. And so I lived in Fort Greene at the time. So I was in Fort Greene Babies. Mm-hmm. And in this wonderful community of people who you sometimes would never even meet, I could ask questions about, like, what's in the diaper? What's in his nose? You know, what are all these things? What do I do? What are your recipes? And I realized that, you know, that that's incredibly valuable, because someone who's been through it before, and you can communicate with 1,000 new moms or moms who have been there before.
Right.
And so I took that model and I opened up a Google group.
Oh, cool.
And invited 30 of my closest art department friends.
Before having a child, like from your career.
Yeah, mm-hmm. From my career. I mean, mm-hmm. I was still working in film when I had him.
Sure.
So when we would have leftovers, for instance, you know, 5 pallets of mint plants, and that was what sort of, I put it on my mommy group, like, hey, I have free mint plants. And
oh, cool. So that's actually how the idea came
it's
about.
Exactly how the idea
Amazing.
Came about.
Amazing.
You know?
Superhero mom right here.
And I was like, wow, this really works. And so I posted that, and then like on my mom's group, and all the mint plants were gone. I didn't have to throw away mint plant. I did make some tea for the crew, and they thought I was out of my gourd, but that's okay. those mid Long Island grips were having mint tea. They loved it.
That's so cool.
and that's how it got started. That community and communication, and you're not alone, even though if you're in your house, it's just you and your kid.
No.
And there's a parallel between working on a film, because it's a microcosm. Like, I was the only one of my type, an art department coordinator,
right,
in that thing. But there were 50 other people who did exactly what I did. Why aren't we talking to one another?
Right.
Why aren't we sharing?
I know.
You know, and so one of my, you know, when it first got started, we have a ridiculous amount of AstroTurf left over. And so I put it on what I called Art Cube. That was the name of the Google
group. Your Google
group.
Oh, cool.
And I said, hey, who wants it? And ironically, on the stage next door, they were desperately seeking some, and they just came over and rolled it over.
And
so
that's how easy it happened.
Yeah. And they were next door to us. Like, I wouldn't have even gone next door to say, do you need AstroTurf?
And that's such a city thing where there's so many of us and we're so close together, but so distant from each other at the same time. That's the city mentality.
It is. But, you know, that's what's so great about, what I think is so great about social media and all the platforms that exist for communication now, is that we aren't alone. And you realize that there are people suffering and going through exactly what you are, or you can share those victories too. So now that group has over 1,000 people, and it's a constant churning of either information, of getting people hired, I'm looking for this, I'm in Wall Street, it's Sunday, I need a purple people leader, where do I go? 5 people reply, they've done the purple people leader thing.
Oh man.
And also materials are constantly exchanged, a lot of set pieces. And you know, I wish I could quantify how many tons go in between, you know, A and C, and B being us, like it's a virtual exchange too.
Yeah, when I came by the prop house, there was just, I mean, it was just, your workers were just nonstop. They were just packaging, unpackaging, reorganizing. It was really amazing. But I mean, that story is so inspiring, because when you do have a newborn, you are stuck at home. So what Eva did was start this group out from, because, you know, in those beginning months, it's you and your computer, and she just grew this thing. So then you decided, wow, I'm going to make this into a live business.
Well, and being able to listen in to the industry, it became very clear that what was lacking was real estate, a place for it to go, brick and mortar. And so I sort of thought in the beginning that films would just be a way station. Like, someone needs 10 flats, they come to us, because someone who needs 10 flats can't pick it up till next week.
Right.
It's evolved into one of the most beautiful discount retail thrift yumminess.
Yeah. But at first you were just doing the connection and the communication. That's how you started. I get it.
Yeah, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, and it was, and it really worked really well.
And now you are about to celebrate 4 years.
4 years, yeah. I quit the business. In 2008, I took the month of May off just to investigate. Like, what can I do? Who can I talk to? Meetings with the mayor's office, meeting with the reuse sector. And at the by the end of May, I had a blog, a a web page that you couldn't even scroll. It just said, call me at this old number.
Right.
And I was off and running. Too many phone calls. And I did one more job after that. I'm like, you know what? I'm done. I can't do it. And also, becoming a mother made me realize that my hours away from my family had to be really important. And I kicked myself for not, before I had a child, for not realizing that my hours and my time is super important. And that was a very politically charged time for that was 2008. That was the end of the Bush administration. So here I am saying to myself, wait a minute, I haven't seen my child in 3 days because I work 18 hours.
Sure. Film sets are nuts. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, and I'm
just wasn't working for you guys.
No. And like, why am I solving problems for a toothpaste company, spending all my time away from my family whose politics I know that I, you know, ardently disagree with? Like, I was working towards my own demise and my child's demise as well. And so there were many, many reasons why this just was the right thing to do at the right time.
And now you're helping people continue to make their beautiful films and their art. But you're also saving tons and tons of waste from our landfills.
Yeah, we're over 275 tons now.
Yeah, and on top of that, you guys, Eva is involved in over 10, it was like a dozen, I think I saw on that sign, charities that FilmBiz Recycling also is involved in, which are going to blow your mind and we're going to talk about after this commercial and song break. So I picked two of my favorite like soundtrack songs just for you. And my first movie is Tender Mercies. A lot of you guys don't know this, but Robert Duvall has the voice of an angel. And this is If You Hold the Ladder, I'll Climb It to the Top by Robert Duvall, Tender Mercies.
Baby, you're the only dream I've ever had that's come true. There's so much more to reach for, thanks to you. All I've had is me till now, but I see what we've got. And if you just hold the ladder, baby, I'll climb.
Big news in sustainable seafood at Whole Foods Market. On April 22nd, Earth Day 2012, we'll be eliminating all red-rated species of wild-caught fish and seafood from our stores across the country. It's our way of supporting our oceans and helping to reverse trends in overfishing. Learn more at blueoceaninstitute.org and wholefoodsmarket.com.
That didn't matter yesterday, and I'll be everything this man can be before I stop. If you just hold.
Hey everybody, we're back. We have the owner and founder of FilmBiz Recycling, Eva Radke, in the house today. So, Eva, we're going to continue talking about her amazing business, which we recapped in the first segment, is a prop house that is also open to the public. Let's go ahead and give my audience the address. What's the exact address?
Sure, it's 540 President Street. Mm-hmm. It's between 4th and 3rd Avenues.
That's right by Atlantic Avenue, guys, because that's how I got
there. Super easy. The Art of Union. And it's in beautiful Gowanus, Brooklyn.
And what are the hours for the public?
We're open 7 days a week. During the week, it's 10 to 7. Weekends, it's 12 to 7. 7 days a week.
And what about for people that are actually coming to scout for a shoot? Do they need an appointment?
No, not at all.
Oh,
not
really?
At all. I mean, it's the only people who really need an appointment, like we, there's a lot of not-for-profits, say if they're throwing a shindig and they need decor, then they make an appointment with us because we donate that to their cause.
Right. And speaking of their causes, we're going to get to this. This is what's going to blow your mind. Okay. One of the charities that FilmBiz Recycling I mean, they're so busy already doing all their work. I don't know how she finds the time, but they also find the time to do an organization called Blissful Bedrooms, which is they give sick children dream bedrooms. And I mean, I was honored to go in and I saw some before and after pictures, and it will just, I mean, you'll cry and then you'll laugh and then all of it, the whole spectrum of emotions. There was this one little girl's bedroom that was just, you know, we're in the city. It was like her windows were facing a brick wall, I guess. And I mean, it's just so amazing. And they based it on the child's interest. And I guess her interest was like, you know, being a superstar and singing and being a diva. And they actually transformed her windows into these huge light boxes with like women in glorious dresses painted into them with lights coming inside. I mean, it looked like a Puff Daddy video. It was so professional. And then this other little boy who was really into hip hop, they gave him like a graffiti, like, I mean, but if you saw like the before picture, because, you know, the parents, I'm sure, are, you know, it's not to their lack of love. It's like, I'm sure their health bills alone are just like crazy. And not to mention just the emotional, you know, exhaustion of it all. It was just like a bed with a quilt, you know, and, you know, everything is going to, gosh, I mean, you know, caring for this child. And it was like, they give them iPads, and I mean, it was amazing. Tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. So they redo bedrooms for severely like disabled teens. And so I met them actually on Craigslist when they were looking for free stuff, and I was looking for someone to give free stuff to. So like, we're one of their first supporters, like way back when.
Right.
And so basically we let them raid the prop house. And it's run by these two people who are the purest people I've ever met in my life. Like my tear ducts activate just thinking about them, because they're super wonderful. And they don't just do their
and
bedrooms.
You gotta
they
have
take
the
them
stomach
to the beach
for it too, because it's like, wow.
They do, you know, they take beach trips, they take them to, you know, they have parties and picnics, and then really, you know, making sure that there's like a normal life, because they're, you know, a lot of times they spend them a lot of time in their bedroom.
Sure.
So they take furniture from us if they're making something special, paint, you know, whatever it is, we're there, and we actually collect change. And that's a double entendre, from our customers, and to help them with the expenses of an iPad and, right, and something really great. Because, you know, sometimes that computer is the, to keeping
sure
them in touch with outside
of
world. And
course,
they don't leave. They have to be picked up to go sit on the beach and put their toes in the sand. So,
I mean, you guys will never believe it. Is there before and after pictures on their
Oh, absolutely.
Sure. They so have check out Blissful Bedrooms, but basically
.org. Yeah.
Yeah. Eva donates all the furniture, and it's just like,
we let them have as much as they want.
Sure.
So we don't always have what they want, but they try to come to us first because it saves on their bottom line. You know, I wish we could do the whole thing, but we don't always have exactly
that much. You have whatever is donated to you.
They you know, they can have whatever they want as far
but
as
the turnaround
concerned
is amazing. And a second, there was also a bunch of other charities with like animals. I mean, it was a long list, and when you walk in, you'll see it painted on some really amazing like salvaged wood right when you're checking out, so you can go down there and find out about all the charities that Eva and her employees get down with. But the other one that caught my attention was called Our Children. Our, like the hours of the day.
Right, and Our Children is very, very personal to me. They take care of infants to 18 years old, children whose mothers, fathers, parents are incarcerated. It's incredibly important. They get education, they get taken care of, they have computers, and they also, once the mother is released, educate her, set her up, and get her and her family back on their feet again. It is an absolutely most beautiful organization that I can think of. They really do the hard work, and I am happy to send them whatever that they need. They also
so
have
you
a
also
first
helped
store
us furnish the houses or whatever you need to do.
Well, we just send them stuff that we think that will be helpful, and apparently it is.
Oh, that's,
you know,
so amazing.
Just and it's wonderful. I mean, this is a conduit for the film industry and the entertainment industry to make immediate public good. There is just no denying that giving a new mom making a fresh start, some beautiful fluffy pillows and some nice sheets.
Of course, state of mind.
Totally, you know, and this is all thank you, you know, major studios, because that didn't let them foot that bill.
And again, all of these things prior to Film Biz Recycling in our community were being put in huge dumpsters and dumped into landfills in our earth, which is so crazy, creating pollution, I mean, just a waste. And your employee Liz told me that it's actually like a really expensive thing to do for them to get rid of this stuff that way. So the film, if you are running a production and you're looking at your, you know, budget, you're actually going to save money by donating to Film Biz Recycling, because it's an insanely expensive process to do this waste, you know, dumping.
You're avoiding disposal fees, and you're also getting a tax deduction for the cost of what you paid for it.
Because of your organization.
Because of our not-for-profit status. We're a 501c3. I mean, I set it up that way so there is no losing. It's to incentivize the giving. And also, when you do that, instead of putting it in a dumpster, you're creating one more job by putting someone in a guy or two in a truck or to bring it to us. You know, I mean, there's even, like, just throwing everything in a dumpster doesn't do anybody any good. I mean, we have to think about our economy.
Yeah. And so, basically, it's all been word of mouth through your background in film and your employees' backgrounds in film, and the people just keep coming back and then they tell somebody else, and this has just been like a complete success, like of like word of mouth love.
Absolutely. I mean, I did spend 15 years in the industry, all the while not being I almost said a bad word.
That's okay.
you know, treating people fairly, working really hard, getting it done on time, under budget, et cetera, and making sure everybody, you know.
Yeah.
And so once I was decided to do this project, it was the people who knew me in the industry knew that I was on the straight and narrow and that this was something that we really should do.
Sure. And now you're just a force to reckon for. And lots of people are finding out about you. I mean, the way that I found out about you is supermodel Coco Rocha, who wanted to really, you know, let the public know that this is a business that she endorses and supports, made a little film. You can see it on her Tumblr, where, you know, she came in and brought her family to help decorate for the opening party of the new.
Yeah, we had just moved in and we just had boxes and rolled up carpets and, you know, chairs upside down. So that's, she really helped out.
And she brought in her sister-in-law, one of our bestest friends and auntie and babysitter to my son, Wallace Rainbow. I know, she's the best, Rebecca Conrad, who is just like you 15 years ago. I mean, she's just working these crazy, crazy sets, you know, BlackBerry commercials, short films, you know, sci-fi, whatever. And she is a, you know, up-and-coming prop stylist, and she brought her in, which is how I found out about it. I just want to say thank you to Rebecca for guest producing the show and making the connect with me and Film Biz Recycling. It was amazing. So lots of people are really hip and coming to it. We were just talking during the break about some other events that you're getting involved in. All I saw was it was for EcoFest, you said?
We were invited by two entities for Earth Week, which I think every week is Earth Week. And so and I would also talk in front of a kindergarten class. So
yay.
But they somehow found us and said, we like what you're doing. We'd like to offer you a free table. So it was an eco-focus type thing where the other tables started at $5,000. We could never have done that. And we met a lot of people.
Right, and spread the word. And what's so cool is that they used a bunch of evidence envelopes that I'm assuming was from like some sort of crime movie.
There was a television show with cops and, you know, all that sort of stuff.
So they used the evidence envelopes and then inside put the information about their company.
Right.
So they're even in their invitations at events and their pamphlets. They're also using film recyclable products that are awesome.
And we printed them ourselves on leftover set paper. You know, it's like different color. When you have it script change, it changes color.
Oh, cool.
So we would get like half reams of like, you know, this colored paper. I'm like, well, let's just use that.
Yeah.
Know, we try to, you know, we
but also that's so cool. People like just pay a lot of money to have somebody come in and style, you know, their pamphlets, but you are the stylist. No, but I mean, come on, or else everybody would be out of a job.
Right? But you know what? Everyone liked it so much more.
So much more. So inventive. That was the first thing that I saw. That's why I'm bringing it up. I got your newsletter and I was like, that is so cool.
And it was a really good icebreaker too, because we can say, hey, would you like evidence that we're awesome? You know, this was a huge media event. There were 250 people from the press there.
Sure.
There was not general public. It was just press and all the big players. And so we're like, okay, how can we, little, you know, small potatoes here, get out there.
Yeah.
And so we just had that little clever something, and we just opened that box like, oh, evidence.
Yeah.
We'll use that.
Amazing.
Use what you have.
Another local shout out using what we have, our community, is that Brooklyn Brewery has signed on to sponsor all the Film Biz Recycling events.
They are amazing. They have a lot of great initiatives.
We have a show called Beer Sessions here, so we know.
Well, invite
them.
Me next time because I have a lot to add to that.
So the word is getting around, and again, it's open to the public if you want to go pick something up. It's just amazing. But if you are in the industry, just get down there. It's just so much better than, I know that a lot of my friends in the business, they shop online and look at like all these pictures, but then it's like you never really know what you're gonna get, or you don't know the story behind the item, or you know. And then I get a lot of my friends, they come home and they're like, well, it was fun, but I wasn't satisfied with the set, you know, I wasn't satisfied with my work. And this is a real way to be just like hands-on, get down there and like pick your stuff. They're getting new stuff in every day. Stuff goes in, stuff goes out, stuff is for rent. It's just like they've got all the bases covered
completely. And you know, and we're not just retail. Yes, we have 10,000 square feet of retail space because that's how we keep the lights on.
Sure.
And keep employ,
no, but I saw a
people.
Lot of tickets that said rent price and then sale NA, not available.
Yeah,
like this huge like 15-foot horsey. I was like, I want it. It was not for sale.
Yeah, there's also a 6-foot banana.
Yeah, that's huge disco balls. I saw. I mean, anything you need.
Yeah, it was really fantastic. But we also have shows. Like when your listeners, we also have events at night. Sometimes we've had movie screenings. So it's been really.
Oh, yeah, you had an Easter egg hunt. They like hit a bunch of eggs around. I mean, if you saw this prop house, you would not be able to find an egg in there. Okay, I don't know how you thought they'd do that, but apparently over 100 community people showed up, and the kids were looking for eggs in the prop house,
and they loved it. They had a scavenger hunt. So we would say they'd have a checklist of things for them to find. They got to do some upcycled art with their parents in our workshop space. You know, it's really important that all of this stuff, all of this industry waste, is a platform for creativity and for emerging artists. And that's why we open our doors to night events as well. And actually, if any one of your listeners has an event they want to produce, it's comedy or whatever it is,
you're all about spreading the word. And speaking of emerging artists, when I was speaking to another one of your employees, I was like, well, so would you say, I was trying to find out about like who goes in there, and I was thinking about another Growing Good spin, and I was like, well, do you guys get a lot of NYU film students? Because I know that that's a big deal. And she said that you do. And so this is another great way for, you know, the next Martin Scorsese, you know, he was making his shorts at NYU, coming down, and it's a way for them to, you know, get the right stuff, you know, as growing children. I mean, I call them children. That's ridiculous. I'm only 32. But they are. You're in school. You're growing and you're figuring it out. So it is open to film students, and you can rent the same stuff the big boys use.
We're just more accessible. I mean, part of the 15 years I spent in the industry was also dealing with these prop houses.
Yeah, I know. I see my friends do it all the time, and they're on the phone, and they're like, well, what's the big ticket item? Why am I paying $3,000 all of a sudden? The stupid lamp.
Completely ridiculous, and the gouging and all that sort of stuff is like, you know, aside from the social mission number one, aside from the environment mission number two, like my own personal vendetta mission was like, I want a better prop house that's fair, that's good, that gives discounts, that works,
and that you don't have
budget.
To drive to Harlem or whatever.
Just and just make it easy. I mean, you know, we should be sharing all of this sort of stuff. You know, and so having the film students come in and offering them a 25% discount,
nice,
or more if they, you know,
aww,
we're suckers for a pretty face down
Eva.
There. So I know, like, please, Eva, please. Of course, I'm going to say yes.
You're the best.
I just like make something beautiful, you know, and give us a thumbs up somewhere or whatever. We just,
and if you have a dad that's, you know, working at Warner Brothers, get him to, you know, donate, because not only is it important to go and get the stuff, the donations are what keep this business going. So you want that's what you do these events for. That's what you're trying to get. You're trying to get, even though I don't know how you're going to fit more stuff in there, you're going to have to.
Well,
it comes in and it goes out.
It does. It does. And, you know, and a lot of that volume goes to, I mean, more than 60%, we say 6%, but I know that it's more, we're just conservative, goes right back out to these charities.
Right.
You know, women's shelters, materials for the arts, Build It Green.
And you'll take anything.
Except actual garbage.
Right.
You know, we just can't, you know, we can't do that, but you know, no, we can whittle it down. We either recycle it properly, find a good home for it, put it on our floor.
This sounds like so much work. You guys are amazing. Tell me about your son though. So does he come to work and he's just like, wow, this is my crazy castle? Like, I'm like, does he get it?
He gets it. And I remember one time he's like, Mommy, was this your idea? I'm like, uh-huh. He thinks I'm famous, which is hilarious, you know?
Yeah, but it is. It's huge what you're doing.
Well, and it's really fun for him. I mean, you know, he's, you know, there's a little bit of history that you learn. So,
sure.
You know, whether you're typing on a typewriter or you see a rotary phone or you go into a phone booth.
Of course. I mean, I saw like a bunch of different globes. It's so much... I mean, look, I'm such a vintage person. I think that, you know, for all the things that I'm thankful for in technology, like these online parenting communities that have helped me through my nights, you know, it's like a $400 for a high chair. No, thank you. Sure. That looks like a spaceship. Like, no. Like, I love things that, like, you know, touch, feel, senses, open, close, shut, things that have a purpose. So I think that's an amazing. I mean, I shop those things and try to fill them up in my home to stimulate my son, and you've got everything
right
for your
and
son.
If you're there, you might have seen, I know what you're talking about, that high chair, but that's something that we would send to our children, like that was just on the floor because we didn't have room in the back
anymore. Like literally asked how much it was, they were like, we just got that in, I don't know. I was like,
no, it was Boon, and then enough said.
Oh yeah. That's so
but
wonderful.
That's what goes to
the
our
charities.
Children
yes,
because it's where is the value lie, like here's like, I don't know, a pencil cup,
but still it would have looked great in the scene, you know, it really would have. And you need to find that stuff. It's really hard.
And these companies with deep pockets are welcome to buy it again, donate it to us so we can give it to another mother.
Because you have to understand, people, all the things that are there were picked by some like amazing artist and stylist with an eye. So it's not a junkyard. It's an art yard. You know, it really is.
Absolutely. It's curated by New York's top decorators.
That's so
amazing. The first sieve. That's the, you know, it's fantastic. It's beautiful.
Eva, I'm so thankful that you came. I could talk for you forever, but we're running out of time.
Okay.
Give us a little bit more. What's going on in the future? What are your hopes here?
Well, May 19th, we're having our own little eco expo.
Okay.
So if you're in the industry, please go online, filmbizrecycling.org, and register. We're having a little eco expo of services and vendors specific to the industry, so we can make all of our sets greener. Composting on set,
yes!
New materials,
nice.
Just services, they'll do it for you. And there's all kinds of things. And so we just need to get out there. So please come to our expo. There'll be beers,
May 19th.
Drinks.
And of course, just like any other organization, they do accept donations. How can people just right now donate?
Cash? You mean money? Oh,
money,
oh,
yeah.
I was like, I'm not used to that question.
Oh, yeah, no, we're all about donations. What is it?
You can go to our website and on our homepage, go to the bottom, you'll see a little, like, you know, antique-y looking picture of a money bag, and you click that, and it takes you to our CrowdRise.
That's so wonderful. Thank you, Eva.
Thank you.
I will be there May 19th, and I hope you guys all will too. This has been such a great day. We're going to say goodbye with my second film soundtrack inspired by you today. This is Raising Arizona, and this is called A Dream for the Future.
Nice.
Love and light to you guys. Bye.
Thanks for listening to this program on the Heritage Radio Network. You can find all of our archived programs on heritageradionetwork.com, as well as a schedule of upcoming live shows. You can also podcast all of our programs on iTunes by searching Heritage Radio Network in the iTunes Store. You can find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter for up-to-date news and information. Thanks for listening.